Okay, and we're coming back in to the Barton Report. This is the third hour. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. And we're talking to Lark in Texas about a joint, something we've jointly been doing for over years, exposing what Agenda 21 is. And he's referring there to, I'm trying to pull up the slide here, but say that again, Lark, and sovereignwales.com. What should we find on that? I'm looking for it here. I have it here, actually. Yeah. Cymru Sovereign Companies.
The web address is Sovereign Wales, the country Wales, .com. And I believe actually the search term is ethnocide. Ethnocide.
I have the site up here. It's also in Welsh. The Welsh name for, I won't confuse listeners, but the Welsh name for Wales is Cymru, C-Y-M-R-U. But I have it here. It's like an old-fashioned typeface, typed article. It's probably all the other. Use recent blog spots. Ooh, it's very... Very. what's the key word we're looking for here?
I believe the word is ethnocide.
Ethnocide. Ooh.
You know, you've heard the word ethnocentric.
Yeah.
ETHNO. However, that was really just an aside. I think my friend just really wanted to humor you because, of course, I know you're an Irishman living in Wales now. Of course, Judy Veal, whose article that you just read is also from Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And
you had a tripartite program on her with her, you, myself, herself, and we do that as soon as possible, Sure.
And of course, there's other great researchers out there. Of course, you know, Nikki Rapana and her daughter, Nordica Friedrich. There's Donna Martin at a website called... The Communitarian Trap, .blogspot.com. And of course, the Norwegian woman, Berit Jos, who has a website called crossroad.to, Crossroad Ministries in Norway. And, you know, it's, of course, I'm a huge fan of Vicki Davis, who lives in Idaho. She's a former systems analyst in Silicon Valley, and there are other researchers that I just haven't kept up on. But today, you can do a search on YouTube for these names, and simply the names communitarianism, the word, and or communitarian law. And I think it would be very helpful to the listeners. You know, there's something called the Constitution in 2020. And
that's a kind of a world constitution. It's not the American Constitution, is it?
Well, they're talking about the American Constitution, but this is a panel discussion that's headed up by some law professors, primarily Reva Siegel and Jack Balkin from Yale University. And it illustrates what's been occurring in the law schools over many a year. In my own research, I've cited Harold Berman, for instance, who was a law professor at Harvard University for 40 years, and then 20 years more at Emory University in Georgia. But, you know, you have to ask yourself, why is it that a Soviet legal expert is teaching American law students about the law? And so...
Yeah, as I was saying earlier on, I don't even hear that insane, it's accurate, American professor in Idaho University or Illinois wants to ban mathematics because it promotes white privilege. Did you hear that article I read out on that?
Oh, yeah.
It is beyond reason. It's insane. And the fact that these people are tolerated, as I imagine getting your family and your student, you know, shoot into debt to go to university to learn this crap. There's no standalone sensible university left in America that I know of. And they know the phrase, Gerald Salenta used the phrase Harvard, Princeton, Wales, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. That's all they produce, people to go and work for them. That's about all they do. But,
Yeah, what I wanted to share with your listeners tonight is something that I shared with Al Whitney's listeners and with Al last week as she was talking about the medical field and how it's rife with fraud today. And I think this is a useful word to know, and it comes from the word probable or probability. And this is a school of thought known as probabilism. And I ran across this word about 2 or 3 years ago because I was looking deeply into the fields of bioethics and medicine. And then I saw that this word was being bandied about in all kinds of domestic and foreign policy circles and everything else. And so naturally it struck me. And I became curious, and I looked it up. And so, if you don't mind, let me share with you the definition of this word.
Yep.
And see the kind of dots that it connects.
Mm-hmm.
The definition of probabilism, according to Merriam-Webster online, it's a theory that in disputed moral questions, any solidly probable course may be followed, even though in an opposed course is or appears more probable. It's also a theory that certainty is impossible, especially in the sciences, and that probability suffices to govern belief and action. So this points to a couple of words on my list that can be found just by searching Lark on Communitarianism online. I've got a listing of various isms or schools of thought which actually make up this all-encompassing word communitarianism. But this is certainly an important one that probably ought to be added to the list because it points directly to words like utilitarianism and especially scientism. And here we're talking about science fraud.
Yeah, I read out a thing today, part of the article I was flying through there. The WHO, which the evidence by any scientist, or even a junior lab technician, of how destructive glyphosate Roundup is to the soil and to crops is shocking. It's another version of Agent Orange. But the WHO looked at all the papers and said it is probably causing cancer. I think that's in the same vein. Probably. I mean, that's absolute crap. It's totally is causing cancer.
Well, of course, but let's take a look at this a little bit more deeply, just a little bit more. You know, when we talk about science, we're generally talking about the scientific method. When we utilize the scientific method, we set forward proofs that are brought about by replicable scientific experiments.
And it's very forensically accurate fact, not probability. Forensically, you can only move from A to B to C in science if you've proven that each stage is forensically accurate. Okay.
But see, today we have all kinds of issues that are being brought up today. We conflate words like ethics and morals. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's such a thing as inductive logic and deductive logic. And this goes to Nikki Rapana's piece, which can also be found online, which I think is excellent. It's in simply entitled, What is the Hegelian Dialectic? Now, it's important in today's world to know this, what this means, but you're not going to read anything better that I'm aware of about really what it is, because it goes to how our brains actually work. It's just not an external phenomenon only. It's also an internal phenomenon. But here's the thing. There are many questions in life in which certainty is not a reality. And this is especially true in the hard sciences as well as the soft sciences, which we used to call pseudosciences, the fields of psychology and sociology and behavioral sciences, the social sciences. These are soft sciences.
Can I give one example? See, can this slot into that place? Inculcating propaganda as fact. I go on about a thing, when you pick up a newspaper, you have to discern four basic things: the difference between fact, fiction, opinion, and propaganda. And you have to try and get better as you grow older. Even certain people will get lies past you okay from time to time. But mixing it all together like a dog's dinner and confusing people deliberately, that is the core of the issue, isn't it?
Well, yes. And see, this word probabilism is really important to realize when we look at our world today, because it has crept into every field of human endeavor. This includes domestic and foreign policy circles, so-called science, where we supposedly are dealing within the realm of facts, not opinion. But it also, as I mentioned, it goes to political science as well. And remember, in a communitarian world, when we look at words like environment, you know, another really astute researcher, also a woman, by the way, has deduced that environment has very little to do with pollution in a communitarian world, because this work was begun by people like William Ruckelshaus and Russell B. Train back in the 60s. And, of course, William Ruckelshaus was the first EPA director under President Nixon. And these men influenced what became known as the Brundtland Report, which was put together by Grove Brundtland in 1987 during the Reagan administration. And the Brundtland Report produced a document called Our Common Community. Now, Gro Brundtland is a woman who is a former president of Norway. She was the Secretary General of the World Health Organization and a former vice president of the Socialist International.
Yeah. This, the WHO is just the organization. Yeah, go on, yeah. Go on.
So this is the language called sustainable development that was codified in that document, and then it was adopted at the Rio Summit, at the so-called Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. And it was reaffirmed at Rio Plus 20, 20 years later. So in order to fathom this world in which we live in, we have to know about words like probabilism and scientism and stuff like that. We don't have to become experts. We just have to have a passable understanding of what these words mean and how they fit into the whole.
Then people will understand the propaganda. Can you ever see the propaganda?
And see, a biggie is this word Malthusianism, which draws upon the discredited research of a reverend named Thomas Malthus, as exemplified in our time by works like The Population Bomb, that was written by Paul Ehrlich, and I believe co-authored by Cass Sunstein. And Cass Sunstein was Obama's information and regulatory czar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, the truth of the matter is that there's a war on for our mind. The war is within what's termed the mediascape. Media is a word which means membrane. And media is the plural of the word medium.
Okay.
Like a crystal ball gazer. And so
we're staying on that. Let's take the media thing, for instance. But make it simple for people. Do you ever think we'd see the day? I never thought we'd arrive at this point where six corporations control the media in the United States. So a government and the military-industrial complex are both plugged into each other. The media, the pharma, the military, the whole lot, agriculture, the USDA. They only have to contact 6 or 8 or 10 people to put a major piece of propaganda going, which is fed out in 1,000 different ways to the public. It's shocking.
You know, what we're talking about is an interconnected, interlocking web of deceit and lies.
Oh yeah.
And they don't call it the World Wide Web for nothing.
Yeah,
because see, it's this technology, you know, today that is which has facilitated instant communication. So the world we're seeing today,
instant communication and instant propaganda, which is 80% of it.
That's right. And that's why, you know, we're traversing a path in life that's pockmarked like with landmines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to be misled down the primrose path. It really is. And so a thinking man or a woman today has to be aware of these very simple realities, because, you know, there is such a thing as a philosophy of science, a philosophy of language, and a philosophy of history. And we have to be aware of these kinds of things as adults. And we have to teach our children, the young people coming along. Just because something is a philosophy doesn't make it true. You see?
Yeah.
And
getting a vehicle for that, getting a vehicle for these things to be put out, like RBN is such a small entity and so many other, but getting a vehicle up against this mega propaganda of the mainstream media owned what it is, and okay, it's losing ground, but it's still enormous. And even in the world of mass communication, the controllers of it, etc., have control still, like 80-90%, all the way through. It's a hell of a battle. It really is.
Yeah, just to point out the value of people like Julie Beal. She's the one that reintroduced me to the name Vance Packard, like the car Packard, Vance Packard. Now, mm-hmm. Vance Packard passed away in 1996, same year as my mother. But I remember as a child actually reading some of his articles, like in Collier's Magazine. He was an Associated Press reporter. In 1957, he wrote a book called The Hidden Persuaders. Bestseller, hugely influential. And it was about media manipulation in the modern age. The year before, a man named William H. White wrote a book called The Organization Man. And he talked about how modern man felt more comfortable, not independent any longer, but dependent, codependent, and interdependent, because modern man felt that in a confusing, bewildering world, there was more safety, more security, more protection in aligning him or herself to a collectivist entity like a corporation or to a trade union or to a professional trade association, a club, if you will.
Oh, yeah. And can I just add something to that? It's well established, and studying the likes of that Tony Blair, everybody throws the word around psychopath and fascist around, but in real terms, Blair is an example of a sociopath, and Gordon Brown is a psychopath. A sociopath, the words they speak mean nothing to them. It's just means to an end to get what they want. They have no regard for people. They have a cold relationship with people. They're totally mercenary. But politics and corporations, I worked in a lot of multinational corporations. I was heavily involved in politics at the lower end. But sociopaths, and there are lots of them out there, are attracted to two things, politics and multinational corporations. And that's another problem. But anyway, we'll go to this break, and we should be back in 3.5 minutes or so. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the third hour, second break, and we're breaking down with Larkin, Texas, this absolute edifice of Agenda 21 and sustainability and all these warm words which disguise what it really is. And Lark is giving us very good examples of how to break it down. But carry on there, Lark. Well, I'm sure you have more to say on this subject, on different aspects of this, yeah?
Well, I'll be brief. You know, I don't claim to be that smart of a guy. I'm just a guy that's had a lot of time on my hands over the last 10 years or so to look into something that I found fascinating, because, of course, it affected everything around me. I mean, everything. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that when we were no longer an agrarian people, we moved into the cities. And people like myself, we forgot about a lot of the old ways. Like, I mean, how could we survive without money? I mean, you can go on the internet right now into any encyclopedia and look up something called the Pemmican War in America. What did
the what war?
The Pemmican War, and it's spelled P as in Paul, E is in Edward, double M is in Mary, I-C-A-N, pemmican.
Oh, that's pemmican. A food, preserved meat, isn't it, yeah?
It is, but it was a raw meat that was simply dehydrated, and it was mixed with fat, and then you could mix things in like berries and chilies and nuts and seeds and so forth. But it was a survival food. When hunting wasn't good, and when you're far away from civilization, and your primary business is trapping of furs, for instance, like it was during the time of the Pemmican War, you know, what was valued? Was it gold and silver? Was it paper money? Was it promises to pay? Well, no, it was about survival. It was about being able to eat so that you could keep going the next day. And so many of us today have forgotten what's really critical and essential, what's of necessity in this life. And we depend upon other people to provide it for us. And so we can't possibly be independent.
Well, we're the modern-day consumers of manufactured goods. They're not even made in our own country, which is insane. You know, the shiploads of containers that come from China, who own the debt of America and the Western world largely. And the Daily Mail shows a thing every year of the biggest, these super container ships can now dock in Essex and off London. And they can unload in a day, it's a colossal, tens of thousands of containers. And it's all stuff we don't really need, you know. But that's Christmas. What's reduced to
that? Well, imagine, if you will, for just a moment, that you're one of these masters of the universe that are making decisions for us. Because they have the technology, whether it be money, they've got the right words. They've got the law on their side. You know, language is a technology. So is money. But so are our machines, the things that assist man. You know, a technology can be an axe, an anvil, a pulley, a fulcrum, a lathe, a car, a telephone, and a smart device. But imagine you're in a world where... the only technology available to you is your wits and the simplest tools at your disposal. And imagine how these sailors made it across these oceans, you know, on wooden boats, you know, 500,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago. What did they have to carry as provisions on that ship in order for them to survive? If they had inclement weather, they couldn't fish. What was on those boats in the days before refrigeration? The same with pemmican. But this is just a simple illustration. But imagine, if you will, that you're looking at society as a whole, the human population, as an ant farm in a terrarium of sorts.
I would tell you a story about that when we come back, about the early discoveries. Anyway, we're going to the bottom of the hour break of the third hour, and we should be back in 2 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, and I'll come to the caller in a second, but just, I haven't given out the number today, it was very stupid of me, but the number, if you have something to add to this, or ask a question to Lark, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, we have Jenna in Washington. Hello, Jenna.
I'm glad you took my call. I wanted to just chime in because it's kind of on topic with the Pemmican Wars that I had something, a life example of how Agenda 21, this whole bureaucratic system that is based on pseudoscience. Well, I guess I'll just start from the beginning. I went to go see well water rights, seminar about a week back, and there was a hydrogeologist speaking, and I was very interested to just hear his perspective. And he was able to share his frustration that the people in charge, Department of Ecology, the Army Corps of Engineers, none of them employ hydrogeologists, and they're basing these laws and infringements on something that's not scientific. And he was almost like hitting himself in the head saying, it's not an aquifer. They're basing these laws on something that's not there. It's unsaturated groundwater zone. You know, he could discern and identify what's going on under the ground. And he's saying, all these people making these laws, they don't know. They're using the wrong words. And I learned quite a bit, and it was fascinating to hear his understanding of how water moves, especially out here in Washington. And he brought in some history that Washington State really wasn't established till 1889 because people couldn't get in only by waterway and clearing old growth and building boats out of the old growth to trade the old growth by water because there was otherwise no other access into the state to establish territories, dig wells, and get people to live here. So Washington State was kind of behind the times. And this seminar was basically this hydrogeologist explaining how rights were going to be infringed upon more and more and more as he was seeing it come down the pipeline. And he was kind of giving an early...
Did they define at that seminar, did they define who owns water and the rights to water at all? Like on your own agricultural land, surely you can't block water flowing into the next farm, but you have control over your own water. Was that dealt with?
You have, yes, in Washington. It was like Oregon that you can't catch the rainwater. But he had brought up, there was a point where Washington wanted to take rights of all water, like in Oregon, and someone came into court saying, well, your water just damaged something on my property, so you're going to owe me $300 million or something like that. And they revoked that law so that it wasn't owned by the state. Okay. I thought that was interesting, too.
Okay. Well, Lark was saying there that the articles I read out today where they want to own everything, the oceans and that, but they're not really dealing with pollution. They're coming the other way around. It's really what they want to get rid of is people. They're trying to get rid of people at every level. Do you agree, Lark?
Well, it's important to realize that, you know, the socialist, no matter what kind of socialism it is, whether you call it corporatism or communism or libertarianism, communists really have the same aim as crony monopoly capitalists. So they're really part of the same team, you know? And the thing to remember is that there's such a thing as philosophy of right, R-I-G-H-T. Americans think we have rights that are unalienable, and they're derived from God. But communitarians, they don't believe there's anything such as a God, at least as God as many Christian people or Americans would define a God.
Sure.
They believe that there is no such thing as rights in existence except that under the civil law they are accompanied by duties and responsibilities. So as far as they're concerned, they own the water, they own the land, they own the air, they own the food, they own everything, because communitarianism is a dictatorship of everything. It's
that's
a dictatorship
right.
Of the community.
Yeah, sure. Total tyranny of world government, et cetera. Is he going to ask Jenna a question? Do you have up in Washington State a data centers, like these massive server centers? Because they use a gargantuan amount of water to cool down the system.
I don't know that.
Hello? Can I hear you there? Can you speak up?
I am here, and I
yep.
don't know.
Yep. Okay. No, I'll just tell you both of you a story. In the west of Ireland at the moment, Apple are a tax fraud operation operating out of Ireland, as is Google. And the European Union fined Apple, Google, 1.5 billion euros for not paying their rightful tax. And they said they owe, this is the European Union telling Google and the Irish government that Google owed the Irish government 13 billion euro. And the Irish government is recovering from a gargantuan collapse. It is growing again, the economy, et cetera, et cetera. The Irish government said, no, we don't want it. We want to maintain our low tax-free status. But Apple have bought a massive chunk of land in the west of Ireland near Loch Ray, I think it is, and they're going to build this, a 400-acre site data center. Well, the amount of water those data centers use in their systems for cooling down the system is massive, and that's the only way. They're incredibly stupid to give Apple rights to do that, but that's just one of the things are going on, where these, again, corporate power, for the sake of a few lousy jobs, are getting to do what they want to do. But they've sold their birthright in Ireland to being members of the European Union. And as I say, these corporate power, it runs everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did learn through this hydrogeologist, he was trying to coach the people that came how to have an exempt well, that there's a clause. You can do it this way. If you want to apply for a permit for a well, you're going to wait, and you're going to have problems, and you're going to, you know, it's just going to be this bureaucratic nightmare. But he's like, you can also just say it's an exempt well. So...
Okay.
You know, well,
if you drop a well, you know what I mean by dropping a well. If you drill part of your land and find water, do you have to declare that in Washington?
You have to apply for a permit to get that. Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yes, but this hydrogeologist is saying you can also hire me to survey the land and apply. Say you're exempt, you have an exempt well, exempt of these rules that you're employing that will never affect you, as long as you claim exempt.
So
that was good information.
That's a good news part of the legislation in Washington for now, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear there's some good news. How is that axe man you're married to or live with there, Brian? Is he happy with his lot these days?
Yeah, he is.
I see. You had to, you don't probably have to tell us the detail, you had to move recently, but not too far. Has that worked out okay?
Yeah, it's smaller living, which also lends to an experience of a tiny abode, tinier living.
I see.
And, so we've been looking at how small people are getting. And it is like a phenomenon, how many people, how popular it's getting here in the West Coast.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Live.
Well, you're in the countryside. You're not in an apartment in the city. You're in the countryside.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes all the difference, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you were to expand the size of that, do you need draconian planning application permissions, etc.?
Well, it's someone else's property, so we're here temporarily, so we won't be settled here permanently. That's for sure.
Sure. Well, I've moved about 20 times in my life. Lived in 4 countries, and in the UK here, I think I've lived in 15 different locations. The last one was 7 years. That was a long time.
Yeah.
I had to move out there because it deteriorated, and the town deteriorated, the last place I was. But there you are. That's what the state housing ex-criminals in the area, et cetera, et cetera. But I see. Anything else, Jenna?
No. I just wanted to say hi and share that little bit.
Very good, very good, very good. Well, I'm glad you're surviving in Washington. But God forbid anybody in Washington. We should all say a prayer of them. I think Monday is the Bundy trial in court of the Bundys. That's a massive day next Monday, I believe they're bringing them up in court. But I hear the plan is they're going to try and push it back till January, have a small hearing and keep them in detention again, I hear. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for that.
Well, sure.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Okay. But no, Lark. Water rights. That's a big one. That's a mega lever. Water rights. And this Nestle. You know about this Nestle taking water out of the Great Lakes in Canada and America and bringing it across the ocean in tankers. Right.
I think I'm wanting to declare myself an endangered species, like a prairie dog. And because, I mean, I would like to have a piece of ground somewhere where I can kind of just dig a hole sometimes and not have anybody forcing me to get their permission to do it.
Oh, yeah. and not be told to live in a smokeless zone. There's not too many of them, but there's a few areas of Britain where there's smokeless zones, you know. And then we have this other scandal of, you couldn't light a fire. My next place, unfortunately, I'm on electric here, but I was raised with a coal fire and gas originally in Ireland, and I miss it terribly. But I will be getting, I'm fairly successful at fighting bureaucracy. It's a large part of my life, and the public utilities, which I have won all the battles, I'm boasting. But permission just to live alone and be left alone, it's pretty hard. Considering, you know, in Canada, I've lived in Canada, and the vast size of Canada, only 35 of the 40 million people living in a place nearly twice the size of the United States. But the Northwest Territories, 90% of it, nobody has set foot in it, 80 of them. They can certainly have a lot of space in Canada, even more than the United States. And then the other quandary, the federal government owning 75-80% of the land in Nevada and Arizona. I mean, the amount of issues that we deal with here in RBN, and there's some people who are very good and very specialist, it's just shocking. that where do you start? Where do you start? We're in trap as it is. Well, what would you say now? We're coming up to this program. Where would you start on the mega list of the linchpins of the of removing this police state? It's a gargantuan job.
Yeah, we can only do it one person at a time, and we have to start with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, Bucky Fuller said that if you want to change an existing system or a model, then you need to go out and build the new model for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, others have said, be the change that you want the world to be. Or to see, you know, and I think it really does start with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm learning this, if, you know, later in life. I wish I'd known these things when I was, 8 years old. But
it's hard to spot then. Certainly the last 25 years, I began to spot this in the mid-80s, and had it worked for multinational corporations, but I was quite alarmed at the power the corporations had in the mid-80s. I thought the IRA campaign in Ireland over the Tudor territory in Northern Ireland, that's now been resolved. But although now we now have Brexit, which is screwing up the situation in Ireland terribly, the border it's a seamless border at the moment between North and South, and they're handling two currencies, but Brexit is the unintended consequences of the situation. But I noticed the mid-80s, during Reaganism and Thatcherism, all this, because the two things that they were flawed on, as understanding, is they thought market forces was the be-all and end-all of everything. That's when the New World Order really took off. That's what I see in my life.
Well, that's because they both of them knew what we see happening today. We see the dissolution of the nation-state in favor of the globalized market state, and in turn, we will be focused on the city-state. And, of course, a city-state is like a metroplex, but it's also something like San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico. They want to simply dissolve all national boundaries. In fact, they want to see a lot of boundaries dissolved in order to bring this so-called New World Order to full fruition.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that have over-intellectualized every important topic of life over generations, and they've distilled these things down to what they believe is an ideal system of scientific management over all territorial assets and resources, especially of the humankind. And this is what we see happening. Dissolution of nation states in favor of the globalized market state and the emergence of the city-state.
The city-state is going to be micro-apartments, 275 feet, I believe it is, to put people in, those who survive, the restrictions on food and all the rest if they get hold of it. And never mind being hit with an EMP attack, which is not much further, not much better than a nuclear attack. But, you know, the electrical system in the United States, they said it could have had a hardened system put in for about $500 billion. But that has not been done. It has one of the most antiquated systems. And in Britain, we have a good system, but we're low on production of electricity. And they're talking about electric cars, which is a joke. If 15% of the UK was to have electric cars in 5 or 10 years, the national grid would be collapsed every morning. It couldn't sustain the charging of cars. I mean, it is insane, these politicians. It's you know, this is absolutely insane.
Well,
okay, we'll go to the last break, and then we come back and we'll finish up on this in a minute or two, a few minutes, okay?
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the last break in a few minutes. But as I said it before, you know, Lark, you'd be very good into this, but we've covered many subheadings of this Agenda 21 and this entire communitarianism, but let's say there's 25, whatever there are, headings. You need to produce bulletins with about 25 or 30 points that add up to a quick, slim volume that people can understand. Do you not think there's a big demand for that?
Oh, I'm sure there is, and I've talked to people that have expressed similar sentiments over the years. I don't want to go without saying that several of the links and talking points that you've provided over the course of the broadcast tonight are at your chat room. If you want to mention that address.
I need your assistance on that. I'm locked out of Chatango, and I think I know my password. I have a computer file of codes here, all the different codes I have, but I'll talk to you in the next few days about that, getting into that, and then addressing it properly. But I have been neglecting that. But
let me give out that address for the benefit of your listeners. It's simply the Barden Report, Bardon, the Barden Report, .chatango.com. And you'll see our old friend Murr's been quite prolific in there, and Jenna and Gino and a few others. And so that's a useful adjunct to the broadcast, because there are people taking notes, and, you know, we all learn from each other, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Normally, you're a far deeper researcher than I am. I mean, you go into this in great. Nobody could challenge you if they take you on. But to get a forum, like in the mainstream media, you could write a very... The Guardian takes articles like this on this subject, even though it's left-wing, and the Daily Mail. And if you get an article in there, I've never got one in yet, it's $2,000 a page you get, nicely. But they have freelancers, but there's a terrible bitching, jealousy thing goes on in mainstream media. They only allow a certain amount of contributing writers in there, you know. But the thing is to take them on something they've made a grievous mistake on. I think that's the best way into these papers. Challenge the editor and attack him maybe on the social media, which I do not use. And then you can maybe get a clarifying article to clarify what they've made a mess of. And it's kind of a kicking in the door, but that is a way of getting into some of the major newspapers.
We've got our own media today. We don't need them, in my opinion. Some of the names.
We're a small fry. We're probably hitting... the alternative media, I don't know, it's hardly 5% of anything. I'd love to know what the figures are, but we haven't got that. We can't measure it very, very, very well. I'm just noticing the clocks went back here this morning. I nearly missed the broadcast. And I think the clocks are... you're going to wintertime next week, isn't that right? In America? The 5th of...
Here in Texas, we just entered into the fall. Anyway, thank you for letting me chime in, and I'll be delighted to stand in for you next week.
Yeah. Just to say to people, Lark will be back here next week, and you can talk to him then, okay? And I'll talk to you during the week, Lark, okay? Take care.
Very good. Thanks, PJ.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.